The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
1 year out from Rugby's World Cup, well, 10 months out, but an awful lot of anticipation about the clash of the top two ranked teams in the world this Saturday at the Aviva Stadium. We have Ireland against New Zealand, of course. Jamie Heaslip is with us, former Ireland number 8 and former Ireland captain, who was part of the team that won in Chicago back in 2016 when Ireland beat New Zealand. How tough is it not to be playing now, not to be fit to take part this weekend?
I think you're always, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people about this. I think you're always going to miss the big games. You're always going to miss that running out into the field, seeing that kind of that sea of green. I used to always like have this, tell myself stories, write out these stories, kind of come into the game. Part of this kind of mental gym thing you would use. And part of it used to be of, I used to use the vision of waves kind of coming into, because it was Dublin, you know, coming into the bay and it being a sea, like a green wave coming in, and just like all the fans were coming in and taking over the city, and kind of build up that anticipation for yourself. And
from what stage do you do that in advance of a game?
This I used to do that. I used to write those scripts on a Friday and a if it's a playing Saturday, Friday and a Saturday.
And what did it do for you?
So in a weird way, so what you're trying, when I was doing that part of it, I did two things. I'd write out like a real descriptive, what you're going to feel, the different senses, the tactile kind of feel of pitches and grass. And that's why I used to walk on the pitch beforehand barefoot, get a feel of the grass and ground yourself and all this sort of crazy stuff. But it was also, you were acclimatized to the, you know, you got used to this, nothing was a surprise. So the noise of the crowd, all the flags, the scarves, the green jerseys, all that, even talking about visualizing the haka and talking through that haka.
Nothing came as a surprise when it actually happened. You were prepared for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did you get into that and how did you get into it?
That developed over the years. I worked with numerous, like mainly Enda McNulty for a good while over since...
A sports psychologist.
Yeah, I worked with Enda since about 2008. And then I would do that, and then another part of it would be I write out quite process type things. So one page would be very descriptive, one would be very processed. And... it just helped with me kind of go through it, and it was almost like I'd read the process one out in my, like I'd read it quietly in the change room then, just before I go on the field, and that would be kind of your, ready to go
and
kind
focus
of moment.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you go out in a pitch, and just thinking back to November 2016, you had two very different days against the All Blacks.
Yeah.
The day in Chicago in the middle of the day, and you had then, or the afternoon, then you had the nighttime match against the All Blacks 2 weeks later in the Aviva, and the place is absolutely buzzing and hopping. How much are you aware of the environment with the fans if you're focusing on what's going on the pitch?
Once you're in it, once you're like going play to play, and you're kind of just in the zone, and you're very focused on what's happening, very clear, and everything's kind of a little bit in slow motion for you actually. But when there's breaks in the game, and you hear that roar of the crowd, that just gets you going. I mean, when Johnny nails a penalty down into the corner, and you're going down to the line out, and you see Rory always runs ahead to the line out and sets the line, and someone like Dev or whoever the second row is makes the call, loose head, runs to the, you know, there's a certain process to it, and you just hear the crowd building and building and building and building and building, ball goes in, and then whatever, then the outcome is the outcome. But that's why I use the wave, because like the wave's kind of building and coming in. It was the reason I kind of used that metaphor, but it was it's massive. It gets you going, because you know in games like that, like I'll always forget, it was 2013 when Rob Kearney took off down the left hand side of the field, and just a roar out of the crowd, like it just gives you, and I was kind of running this trail line up the middle of the field, just gives you
an adrenaline boost,
just a booster rocket to go, and or when you're absolutely knackered, just to get yourself off the ground and go again, and it's huge, and the players will need it this week, because they need every edge they can get this week to beat the number one side in the world.
When you beat them 2016, and it's not in any way to devalue the victory, right? I'll just say this, but there were two key players missing out of the All Blacks team who came back 2 weeks later and who will be there this weekend, the second rows, Vitalik and Whitelaw. They're massive players. Mm-hmm. How do Ireland cope with them this week? I mean, how much better might the Irish team be now to do that? Or is it better when it's missing somebody like Conor Murray in particular?
I think Conor's the best, probably the best nine in the world. And, you know, someone like TJ Perenara is probably someone that would rival him, but I think Conor's definitely up there. And how he isn't up for World Player of the Year is beyond me. And hopefully, I'm a big believer that Johnny should be the guy who wins it, but that's a different conversation. But you're right; those two players, Vitalik and Whitelock, are massive players. And Ireland's lineout didn't really go too well in that kind of first
against Argentina 50 at the weekend.
Yeah, against Argentina, and they'll know that. Like, I mean, they'll know that'll have to improve upon, and they'll have to get more accurate with throws in and they'll want a better return off that ball, basically, because the set pieces are huge in terms of being able to move the chessboard pieces around to exploit whatever space New Zealand have. You know, because the rest of the game is uncontrollable and it's very hard to orchestrate it.
Everything seems to have changed in sport in Ireland, and rugby in particular, in the sort of the degree of preparation that goes into it, that everything is done by process now rather than actually done by emotion. You know, there was a thing in the past, probably even before you were playing it, but, you know, Irish teams got up for big games on an emotional thing.
Yeah.
But is it the case that perhaps some things do remain the same, that when you have a performance like the one against Argentina last week, which wasn't at the level expected, that can actually be a good thing in providing an edge to do better this weekend when you need to be better?
You're right. They're quite process driven, but like, they're measured on their outcome. So the outcome is they won. So that's the most important thing. So they did what they did. But I think the game, there was really some really good things from the game. They did some really good things well. I thought their defence was really had improved on from where it was. They'd shown some really nice glimpses in attack. You know, some people got more experience than they would have not previously had, which is really important. But it creaked enough that scare them a little bit so they'll have improvement. Argentina are a good side, by the way, as well. So that's what's going to happen against good sides. But I just think, the emotion is always there. I mean, there's a lot of talk about the process and the work, because you've got to put the work in. But like, if you're not there, you've got to emotionally be there as well.
So emotionally, would the Irish team be at a higher pitch because they're playing the All Blacks than against Argentina? Is it almost a natural thing that they will perhaps be that little bit more focused and up for this weekend?
They might be a little bit. They might get a little boost of rocket off the back of that scare at the weekend. I don't know if it was a scare, but like, you know, the game was tight for a while. You know what I mean? And they'll assess that. But they'll be approaching the approach to any international test wearing the green wearing an Irish jersey is the same. Well, it was for me, it was the same. Your emotional state is always the same. And sometimes you got to ride that wave, you know what I mean? And that it changes for all sorts of different reasons. You know, you could be, different emotions could be going through you for whatever different reasons are going on in your life in general, you know what I mean? But everything is definitely going to be on a heightened level this week, because you're going up against number one in the world, back-to-back World Cup champions.
And what are the chances that Ireland will win?
I mean, they've got to be. I think Ireland definitely can do it. Ireland have the potential to do it. They've got to be at their best, and they can't make too many mistakes, because as we've seen, England showed it, and New Zealand showed it again last week against England, that and we've got experience from 2016 when we played them in the second game, or 2013. All they need is a tiny, tiny window and they can take it.
Do you still remember the 2013, even after winning in 2016?
In a weird way, you remember a lot of the losses more than the wins.
So many sports people say that. Why is it? Why do you remember the losses more than the wins?
It's funny. I remember Owen Redden saying to me that, you know, we should enjoy those good times, because you forget. You forget that they're hard to come by. You know what I mean? Especially when a side has a good bit of success. But I don't know. I think it's the bias that's in humans, in nature. Maybe it's an evolution thing that you have to remember the bad stuff so you didn't die.
Jamie Heaslip, it's been great having you here today. Jamie is here because he's been involved with Vodafone. What they're doing is a wear green with the team of us on match day, and they're asking fans to get involved at home by sharing a picture of themselves in green with the hashtag team of us on social media to be in with the chance of winning one of 100 new Ireland rugby jerseys. And as it happens, we actually have two of those jerseys to give away on the programme tonight. So all you need to do is answer this question. When Ireland won in Chicago against the All Blacks in 2016, what was the name of the ground in which the game was held? The name of the ground in which the game was held. Send us that name and your name to 087 4100 102, and you could win one of the two new Irish jerseys that we're giving away thanks to Vodafone. And you can get more details at www.rugby.vodafone.ie for all the latest Team of Us news.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.